Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. This one's called Switch It On. Benji was afraid of the dark, of the night, of being alone. So he turned on the lights. He turned on his bedside lamp and the big light in his room. He turned on the light in the hall and the light in the bathroom. "Turn on the big light," he told his mom. She made sure the light over the stairs was on. Then he switched on the kitchen light and the porch light too. Benji left his bedroom door wide open so the light could spill in, and he kept his blinds closed so the darkness could not. He pulled his blankets up, the white one, the green one, and the patchwork quilt, and he stared at the ceiling above. Benji was still afraid, but at least it wasn't dark. Even with his eyes closed, he could tell it was bright. Even when he shut his eyes tight, he could still see light. But he heard the whisper of a girl. "Turn on the night," said the girl. "Benji, turn on the night." When he opened his eyes, he saw a little girl. Just a sliver of a shadow of a girl in one corner where the light almost didn't reach. Her hair curled around her face like wisps of smoke. Was she real? "Turn on the night, Benji," she said. "Why would I turn on the night?" he asked. "So we can play," she said. "So you're not afraid anymore." "But how?" asked Benji. "Turn off your porch light and the kitchen light and the one on the stairs. Turn off the hall light and the one in the bathroom, and turn off your big light. Turn off your bedside lamp and open up your blind." When Benji switched off all the lights and looked out his window, he couldn't believe his eyes. The night was on. The night glittered outside his home. And inside his bedroom, the night was bright and sparkly with moonlight. It was beautiful. And Benji couldn't remember why he was ever afraid. Tula was afraid of being alone, of silence. Her bedroom was full of stuffies and dolls and pictures of people, so she wasn't alone. Not really, but still, it was quiet. Too quiet. She opened her bedroom door wide so she could hear her parents watching TV. She didn't like the sounds coming from the TV. Too scary, but it was better than silence. She turned on her computer and searched up a video, pressed play, filled her room with light and voices, louder, happier voices. She turned on some music, too, and listened to her favorite songs with one earbud in. There was sound and light all around Tula. She wasn't alone. But still, she felt lonely, and she couldn't sleep. Her eyes were wide open, and she was tired at the same time. "Tula," said a little girl's voice. "Tula, turn on the hush." "What?" said Tula. "Who's there?" She sat up straight in bed and looked around. "No one. Nobody. Turn on the alone, Tula. Turn on the quiet and the calm. Turn on the hush." Tula was confused, but she wasn't afraid. The little girl's voice made her feel less lonely than all the rest of the voices combined. "How do I turn on the hush?" she asked the voice. Wherever she looked, that little whisper of a girl spoke from the opposite direction. "Turn off the fuss to turn on the hush. Turn off the music and the video. Close your bedroom door. Just be alone. And then you'll be able to see me. Tula turned off the video and the music. She shut down her computer and shut her door. I still can't see you, said Tula. I'm in your imagination, said the girl. Close your eyes and relax, and you'll see me in your imagination. Tula was worried she'd feel lonely with no one to talk to or look at, but a little girl in her imagination, but her eyes did feel tired, and it would be nice to close them. And her head and neck and the rest of her felt tired too, and it felt nice to lay down. Soon, Tula found herself in a make-believe boat with a make-believe friend. The girl was paddling the boat through a valley full of cotton candy trees while flying fish leapt around them. The girl was fun and funny, and Tula felt glad to be with her. Bedtime was nice when Tula turned off the fuss and turned on the hush. Riley loved games, so he didn't mind waiting after school for pickup. If the weather was okay, it was fine to sit on a bench outside and game, or sit on the stairs and game. If the weather was terrible, he could sit inside with a game and wait. His game went bing and ping and ding, 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 and it gave his mind something to do. He didn't care that there were other kids waiting too. Nobody bothered Riley. They could see he was playing a game. They could see he was busy. When he got bored of one game, he played a different one. And when he got bored of that one, he tried another. Then one day he heard a voice. You know you're bored of this game, Riley. Turn it off. Look up. Look around you. Who's there? He looked around, but he couldn't tell who had spoken. There was just a boy staring out the window and a girl listening to music with one earbud in, staring at the floor. No one was talking to Riley. Nobody was looking at Riley. He was busy playing a game. Who said that? He wondered, but he didn't say anything out loud. Then he saw a flicker of a girl waving at him, but the girl was just outside his line of sight. In the too bright light, wherever he looked, she was in the other direction. Riley, she said, that game is just distracting you. Turn it off. Turn off the distraction to turn on interaction. No thanks, thought Riley. Annoying. This game is fun, and you are bossy and boring. I like my game. The game went ding, 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 and ping. The game went ping, 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 and ding. You know you're bored, Riley, said the voice. No, I'm not. Stop bothering me, said Riley. But this time, he did say it out loud. And the boy staring out the window stared at Riley instead. And the girl listening to music with one earbud in pulled the earbud out of her ear and said, What? Riley put down his game, and he looked at the boy and the girl. And he grinned, because Riley always grinned when he was embarrassed. And the boy and the girl grinned back at him, because smiles can spread like that. It was funny how the three of them all knew, just all of a sudden, that they were going to be friends. It was like something had been switched